Going to just read now from another passage in Luke that Nick is in a moment going to speak on. And this is from Luke 23. I'm beginning at verse 32. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and the other his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise."
How many of you have seen Wonka or read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Some of us. Good. It is a great story, isn't it? We used to listen to it in our car journeys. We would have it on CD and we'd stick it on and we would listen to it. And therefore, often we would go, "Well, we can't quite get out of the car yet. We'd arrive where we meant to be. I said, we just need to hear a bit more." So the people were saying, "Why are they sitting in the car on the drive?" Because we just want to make sure we want to get to the end of this bit. Remember the golden ticket? If you had one, the gates to the factory were open. Who loves chocolate? Who would think, "Oh, that'd have been lovely"? Great. If you didn't, no amount of effort could get you inside. People searched desperately, buying chocolate bar, didn't they? After chocolate bar, hoping to get a ticket. And then there's Charlie. Poor Charlie. He was ordinary, unnoticed. Nothing impressive about him. Nothing that would make him stand out. Yet, he opens a bar. And he finds a golden ticket. Thanks, Sharon. He finds a golden ticket. He didn't earn it, did he? He didn't earn it. He didn't deserve it. He simply received it. I want you to hold that thought, because Easter is all about receiving something you could never earn. Can we move on? I haven't got the controller up here. Oh, yes, I have. It's here. There we go. Yet, Good Friday, Jesus nailed to the cross, one criminal to the left, one to the right, Jesus in the middle. The crowd jeers. Have you ever been in school? Have you been in school and like you're jeering at each other on the playground? And say, "Come on!" Well, when I was a child, I used to. We used to do that. There was one time, this is not in here, but I'm going to... When the snow was on, anybody been in school when you've had snow? Our children have, because we'd always take them, we'd say, "You're going in." "Snowing? No, you're going in." Well, there was only about four people. It doesn't matter, you're in. But I did it once, and we were having this massive snowball fight, really big snowball fight in the playground with the older years against the younger years. And somehow, I had a snowball that I threw, and it hit this guy. And therefore, for the next like 2 or 3 weeks, he was out to get me because he thought I'd intentionally aimed at him. I'm thinking, how could I have done that? I'm not that great an aim shot. You know, just I just threw it at the group and it hit him. I've never run so fast in my life. Never. But, you know, the crowd jeers. It's like when you're at football. I saw Southampton beat Arsenal. I'm sorry for any Arsenal fans. Apologise. Don't apologise. Okay. Well, you know, and the crowd there, they were talking about how the volume in the stadium was amazing. The crowd is the soldiers mock. The sky darkens. Hope seems finished. And the story appears to be over. One criminal joins in with the insults, but the other does something surprising, something beautiful. He turns towards Jesus and whispers, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Now, obviously, we all know that paradise is Norfolk. Or Northumberland, yes. Lovely areas, we know. But yeah, so for him, be with him in paradise. If the story stopped there, it would already be a moment of breathtaking grace. But Easter says the moment was only the beginning. It was just the beginning. If you're a younger generation, I have got colouring sheets over there. If you want to colour some in, that says, "He is risen." I'd really love some coloured in. So if you're upstairs, you can come down. If your parents are happy to let them come down, it's in this corner. They'll be in the building. They're not going outside. But I could do with some colouring in of "He is risen." If you'd like to do that, you are very welcome. But Easter Sunday, the moment changed everything. On Friday, Jesus died. On Saturday, it seemed silent. But early on Sunday morning, the world shifted. The stone rolled away. The grave clothes collapsed. Death lost its grip. Jesus stood alive, not for a bit, forevermore. And because Jesus is alive, his cross wasn't the end of his power. It was the beginning of his victory. His promise to that thief wasn't the wish of a dying man. It wasn't the guarantee of a risen king. His mercy isn't locked in the past. It's living, active, powerful today. If Jesus had remained in the tomb, does he really have any authority to forgive? Can we truly welcome us into paradise? But Jesus rose. He knew, you know, we know beyond doubt. The man on the middle cross says, "You can come." And he has the resurrection power to bring you all the way home. Easter is the proof that grace is real. Easter is the proof that paradise is open. Easter is the proof that Jesus keeps his promises. I don't know if you've seen a bit clip on YouTube, but my idea for this sermon on the man on the middle cross comes also because I've been reading a book by Alistair Begg. And in it, he's got three different accounts of people that meet Jesus. The lady at the well, I've forgotten the middle one, and then it's the man on the cross. The man on the middle cross. I want you to think about the thief on the cross. He had no good deeds left to do, did he? He was on the cross. He was dying. It's not like he could sort things out. It's not like he could, "Oh, I'm going to go and get that sorted." No chance to make things right. No chance to say to somebody, "I'm sorry, forgive me." He couldn't earn a golden ticket. He couldn't do a baptismal course. He couldn't do an alpha course. He couldn't say to somebody, "Oh, by the way, let me tell you about Jesus." He couldn't fix himself. He couldn't try harder because he's on the cross. He's going to die. All he had was a confession and a request. I've done wrong. I've done wrong, but Jesus, remember me. Jesus, remember me. And Jesus did. The resurrected Jesus still does. Charlie's golden ticket opened the door to the factory. But the thief on the cross received something infinitely greater. An invitation into the kingdom of God. Charlie's ticket was rare. Only a few existed, 5. You had to be lucky or wealthy or in the right place. But Easter tells us Jesus' invitation isn't rare. It's unlimited. It's overflowing. It's wide open. It's not for the impressive. It's not for those who've got it sorted. It's not for the perfect. It's not for the old or for the young. It's for you. It's for anyone. It's for everyone who simply turns and asks. That's all it is. You've not got to get your life sorted first. You've not got to say, well, I need to get that bit done, that bit done, that bit. You haven't got to do any of that. I can tell you now that if you said to Jesus, forgive me, and then you walked out of here and you unwisely decided to run across a motorway, you would be welcomed in heaven. Because Jesus, all he asks is that you say, Lord, forgive me. That's all he asks. And you might think, well, what? I've got nothing to forgive. Do you know what? We all have. We all have, because none of us are perfect. You might think, oh, well, Nick is, because he's a minister. I'm not perfect. I get it wrong. Sharon would tell you. Or Esther would tell you. I know, yeah. But the reality is, all it takes is for us to say to Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Forgive me. And he will say, today you'll be with me in paradise. Today you'll be with me in paradise. You see, the moment changed when he rose from the grave. It wasn't like resuscitated. He died. They put a spear in his side. And today we celebrate because we believe he is risen. He is risen. He is risen and will be risen forevermore. You see, Easter isn't about I was good enough. It's not that I've earned it. It's not that I fixed myself. Easter shouts, Jesus did it. Jesus paid it. Jesus opened the way. Jesus says, I can come. The cross is the door. The resurrection is the open welcome. Grace is the golden ticket. And it has your name on it. You might think, oh, I'm not worthy. Well, you're right, you're not. But because of the grace of God, because of the grace of God, you are able to receive it. So, children, I want you to imagine opening a chocolate bar and finding a golden ticket. And when you read it, it says, your name, and this is for you. Adults, imagine carrying years of guilt, shame, or regret, yet hearing the risen Jesus whisper, I know, I know. But you can still come. You can still come. For every one of us, Easter is not just a story. It's an open invitation. It's God's welcome. It's heaven's door swung wide. So today, Easter morning, remember, the criminal who had nothing to offer received everything. The simple prayer, Jesus, remember me. The powerful answer, today, you will be with me. because Jesus is alive. The man on the middle cross still says, you can come. So as you leave this morning, I don't know where you're at. Maybe you have never thought about Jesus. Or maybe you have. Or maybe you've lived for him for many, many years. I want to offer you each a small ticket as a reminder for today. So I'm going to get the children in a minute to come and give these out. Because I'd like every one of us to have one of these that just reminds us that Jesus says, I can come. Each of you are able to receive a golden ticket. I hope you will take one of these tickets. You know, the children are going to give them out, so just take it. And if you don't want it, you can just leave it on your chair as you leave. But I would pray that you would take it. Because Jesus went to the cross and rose again because he says that you can come. And I'm going to stop. Jesus says, I can come. He says, you can come. I'm just very conscious that maybe for some of us here this morning, Jesus is just something, yeah. And maybe some of you have sat in this church for years, really. So I want to give you an opportunity to respond. Okay, I want you to respond. And actually, we're going to be quite bold, which is quite un-English or British. I'm going to get you to stand up. If you think, actually, I need to stand up because either I need to, for the first time, say, yes, I want to come to you, Jesus, because you're my Lord and Saviour. Or maybe you want to come because you're just going, actually, I've not been living right. So I'm just going to, it's an opportunity to stand. So if you want to stand because you want to do something for Jesus, whether that's acknowledging him for yourself or whether you want to say, I want to live better because the risen Lord rose for me. Stand up now. Don't feel you have to. Father God, you know each one of our hearts. You look into us and you see us for who we really are. And Lord, and that, well, I'm disgusting. But I know that you look at me and you say, but I love you. You love every person who's standing. You love every person who's sitting. You love all our community. So Lord, I pray now for those who have stood, whether they're acknowledging you for the first time, whether they're saying, yes, Jesus, I want you in my life. I'm like that man on the cross. And you are saying, today you'll be with me in paradise because you've stepped out with a little bit of faith. Or maybe you've stepped up because you're saying, actually, I need to do better. Because the resurrection makes my life worth living. Lord, I pray now for each of us. Touch us in your mighty name. In your mighty name. In the name which is above all other names. In the name that at some point every knee will bow, Lord. Whether they're standing up now or not, at some point in our world, everyone will bow the knee before you because you are Lord of all. So, Lord God, be with us, Lord, I pray. Because thine be the glory. Thine be the glory. Amen.